parental figure to serve, someone who could recognize the pain in me and validate my hurt, who could point me in a direction and say, walk this way and you'll be free, that I'd have a home there among them in their little community. Back on a teenage friend who introduced me to Marilyn Manson in the darkest moments of high school. It channeled our frustration. He'd set up a poster of Britney. She was the face of all that was wrong, the hierarchy we'd never be part of. Then he brought out his hair gun. Concert, I met a punk girl. She just walked up and asked my name, asked if I played any instruments. She had a band that could barely play. The band was mostly an excuse to wear leather jackets and hat and vandalize the swimsuit ads from H&M while I carried their spray cans. The best song they ever wrote was called Can't Get Laid 'Cause We're Too Ugly. They never blamed anyone for that except Baywatch and Tutti Frutti. Crush on my friend, and despite my heart being punctured, I delivered the message to him, but it only made him offended. He slammed the door to his room. Her interest became an insult and confirmed what he thought he knew. And he was furious, so furious at all the Britney's that he couldn't get. I distanced myself when I saw he'd written on the internet. Revenge of the Nerds. Do you remember the speech about being different? How I cried when I saw that at 13. But do you remember the rape scene? 'Cause I didn't. Or how generally creepy the nerds are. The plot could be re-summarized this way. Some athletes try to stop some sex criminals from assaulting their partners but fail. I thought about this culture that gave me strength when I felt like a creep, but also gave me an ulcer from an anger that I couldn't speak. That I had somehow been robbed of a right to love and sex that I deserve. Feeling that the game was rigged between alpha males and beta nerds. And the Isla Vista happened, and the Toronto attack this spring, and I read these insult threads. They reminded me of something. I checked my old friend on Facebook, scared of what I would see, but he just posted pics of his family. In his profile pic he looked happy. He had a photo album called Good Times, with a photo where we try to look evil, and shirts that said, "How does it feel to be one of us?"